listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
To find out there's nothing alright now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment. My heart, you'll see, will slowly come in. time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from The Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Chapter 13, Final Thoughts. In conclusion, what is faith but believing in something you can't see? It is like the wind in that we can't see it, but we see the trees move as a result of it, so we know it must be there. What is music but hearing something that is not physically there? It is being open to outside forces and allowing them to positively influence your soul. What is exercise but motion against something that's already moving? It is like someone running on a pavement as the earth rotates in space. Mankind has a funny way of wanting to quantify these intangibles into something tangible, but in their true essence, faith, music, and exercise are all intangible. The same is true for love. We are unable to physically touch love, as it is a feeling between people, not an actual object. But we most certainly have physical and outward expressions of love, like holding hands, hugging, and kissing. What is life but an exercise in all four? Faith and hope for a better tomorrow, music so that we are able to enjoy life, express how you feel, exercise, both mental and physical, so we are able to take care of ourselves so we can take care of others, and love, the most necessary and meaningful intangible which makes life worth living. Not that we would ever want to live our lives by an equation, but if there was one for having a well-rounded life and finding your own tempo, I'd like to think it might look something like this. Faith plus hope plus love plus exercise plus service minus trials, tribulations, hardships plus stress plus anxiety, all divided by understanding plus relationships plus time. Let us always keep in mind that we are very lucky and blessed to have all that we have, and that there are people out there who are far worse off than we'll ever be. Once we are able to step outside of ourselves and view life from someone else's perspective, we will have a deeper appreciation for our brother and sister and not be so quick to judge. We should be working to make ourselves and each other better, which will inevitably make the world a better place and help you find your own tempo.
Truth, walking on the wire.
best of me was the air I breathe for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin of the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a special focus on music. Today's topic is music ministry, a little background on it, and some of my two cents, if you will. So here we go. Music ministry. It's defined as a ministry that uses music in some way to serve God. Although the choice of song and style of music differ across congregations, the definition and purpose of a music ministry are universal. Alongside this idea are mission trips, which are essentially tours of states or countries to positively impact the culture, environment, the neighborhood, with a specific quote-unquote mission in mind. This mission is in line with the mission of God and usually ends up inspiring the people doing the work, as well as those receiving the fruits of the mission's labors. All in all, it's a beautiful experience in the end. Taken straight from this website, there are formal prerequisites for starting and implementing a music ministry. If you go to churchleaders.com/worship-articles/138443-discovering-your-call-2-music-ministry.html. I know that's a humongous link. But if you just go to churchleaders.com and maybe you type in discovering your call to music ministry in the search box, it will bring you to that. There are two prerequisites, according to the church. One, you must belong to a local church. That's from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. No church equals no ministry, technically. And number two, you must be in good standing with your church. And that's from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Now, in addition to this, there are, what I was looking up and doing some research, there are four voices, so to speak, which can help guide you in the right direction as far as starting a music ministry goes. Understanding these is pretty essential. So number one, they say the voice of the Spirit. It's an inward impression. You always know when God is speaking to you because his prompting will burn within you. Number two, the voice of reason, which is basically common sense. Oftentimes, we don't use common sense when making decisions. For example, common sense would involve looking at your skills relative to the area of ministry you're interested in. And the famous saying is, common sense isn't so common anymore. Right? It's just about kind of using that and making the best sense of it, using your street smarts and your book smarts and kind of putting them together and having, you know, make it the most sense. So number three is the voice of friends or trusted friends. If you surround yourself with people that have your best interests at heart, they will provide the necessary guidance you need. And that is kind of taken relatively from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, and Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. So number four would be the voice of opportunity or circumstances. And this is like basically being aware of the doors the Lord will open for you, being cognizant and aware of your surroundings. He specializes in orchestrating circumstances around you so that you can see his provision. The word doors, quote unquote, in scripture are symbolic of opportunities. Remember, vision precedes provision. And so those are the four that I had kind of looked up on Wikipedia and doing some internet research. I would almost add a fifth in there myself, which is actually having some form of musical talent. Although you would never want to deter anyone from starting a ministry if they feel called to do so, and the Lord doesn't care how good or bad you sound, the world does. As long as we're doing it for his greater glory to praise him and only him, we will have nothing to worry about. When we sing, we praise God twice. However, it makes it a lot more believable and honest if a ministry is started or led by someone with a vast amount of musical knowledge that he or she can apply to a live and or recording environment. In addition to what you are singing, it is how you are singing it. Does it come off as lazy or uninterested? Or does it come off as conviction, like I really believe in what this person is saying? The latter is what you should be striving to convey, conviction. And this idea of conviction can be applied to anything in life. No matter what you're doing, if you're doing it in a way that is ingenuine, it can easily be seen. The opposite to this is true too. If you're doing it in a way that is genuine and looking at it as such, it can easily be seen that way. Again, if you're looking for the latter, as that is what is in line with God's mission. So, you know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, it's hard to make other people believe it too. It's just simple. That is, unless you are a great fabricator of the truth or a manipulator. Some people know this to be a salesman, but not all salesmen are like this. In a sense, it's about wearing your heart on your sleeve and being open to receiving praise and negativity because of it. The people who are able to be okay with both positive and negative feedback are those who succeed in creating something amazing, hence in music ministry for the greater glory of God. So that's it for today, guys. Have a wonderful day and continue doing your part to make the world a better place. Bye-bye.
A friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice, cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. So call all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life.
time you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life dreams. Said some friends before,